Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, 100.1 FM, and WRHI.com on the app. Easy to get on your phone. And my buddy's back today, Steve.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. We're super happy to have him back here.
Been sitting in the middle of beds for 3 weeks.
Yeah. And
it's worse than it sounds. We got alarm on the bed every time this Florida alarm goes.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, that's.
And if you're not in the bed, you're in a chair, and the chair has an alarm on.
Yeah.
It. If you stand up, it goes off.
Well, that's, yeah. I went to see Steve when he was, must have been the Friday after his surgery, and he had a roommate in there. And the guy's like, hey, come over here and move this table. I'm like, okay, I went over there, and then he starts getting up. He says, I'm leaving. And I'm like, what? Now you done got me into something, and then the nurse come in there right after he stood up. Says,
that guy was a lunatic.
That's what he said about you.
He was nuts. You had to do that thing, you pushed the button,
yeah.
Called the nurse. He pushed the button and help all night.
Yeah.
I mean, from 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, he was going home evidently, but didn't make it that
go
day.
Go home, but
nobody got time for that.
Yeah, so Steve got home Wednesday. Rhonda texted me and told me, so he's been home a few days and getting his feet under him a little bit. And like you say, when you're in the bed that long, it's hard to get up and walk around, really. So
yeah, I had to learn to walk again, but. The big thing is the migraine headaches. If they go away, I'd be $1 million.
Yeah.
I wake up and they hurt so bad.
That's well, good. So that's we're glad to have him back today, and it's a gorgeous day outside, man. So I went to bed last night. It was like 40 something degrees. I get up this morning, it's 50 something. So it's a little warm front coming through, I guess.
I think Tuesday's the cold day, and that's 68 or something. Thursday's about 78.
I heard 80 one day, so that'd be good.
It's going to be poaching 80 on Thursday. Every day is 73 or higher.
Yeah.
Most of them are 75 and 78. So.
Yeah, we've had your typical up and down weather like we do in the spring here. We had almost an inch of rain come through. That was a little violent thunderstorm come through. They had to delay school for 2 hours and
Raleigh canceled school.
Charlotte even canceled school, so it was.
I'd lay in the bed, looked out the window, and there's this huge mask coming down the road, and I'm sitting there going,
"Yeah,
what is that?" And the doctor walked in, and he said, "It's got to be rain." I said, "Okay." Well, when I was in the place 3 years ago, they had two doctors. Now they got six. I met six. It might be more than that. But when he hit, I thought he was going to blow the building down.
Yeah, and we did have some wind, but I don't think it was as bad as they said. Now, there was like a little tornado hit in Charlotte near a school.
East Charlotte, going towards Matthews. Matthews.
Yeah, this time of year, some storms can be violent coming across the country with air, cool, hot air meeting. That's what causes a lot of problems sometimes. So.
Now, the question on my mind, and probably everybody else's, and we do it every year. You think we're going to get another frost?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yes. I heard the weather forecast this morning. So it's going to be warm. We still are not out of the woods for a frost. So if you're thinking about going and planting your vegetable garden or something this weekend, that'd probably be a bad idea.
I got you.
I remember last couple of years we were open. People come by and said, "You got the tomato plants yet?" Tomato plants? Yeah. February the 15th.
Yeah.
Well, Walmart's got them on sale.
Yeah, well,
it's
good to sell.
You better go grab you some at Walmart because everybody else is going to have them.
I'm sure Farmers Exchange, Wilson's, all those got them now. I don't have them at my store yet, but you can go ahead and buy them. Just keep them inside where you can move them in and out. And if frost comes, you can move it in and keep it in a little pot to you. Put in the ground. I know Steve likes to wait anyway. He said the production of the tomato still not going to happen until it gets to a certain number of degrees in the soil. Anyway,
you got to remember everything's soil temperature, not air temperature.
Yep. And that same thing with same thing with grass. Now you're still doing your pre-emergent, even though the dirt is still cool. So crabgrass doesn't germinate till it gets about 60 degrees. So the soil is very cool. It's not.
You can plant your grass seed down if you want to. It's just gonna sit there till it warms up.
Yeah. Yep. So do your pre-emergence. Don't give up on it. People always ask me, is it too late to do pre-emergence? It's never too late to do pre-emergence. So.
One thing you can do with your gardens and shrubs and stuff is that pruning you didn't want to do late in the winter and the shaping up you can do now.
Yeah.
And I would recommend going ahead and getting it out of the way. The worst that can happen is we get another week of this.
Mm-hmm.
It have to be maybe next week. And then you put out some new growth where you cut it. It's just going to pop it and come right back out.
So, yeah. And I'm sure everyone has weeds in their garden. I do.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's like I got chickweed everywhere, henbit and chickweed. Which
good luck getting rid of either one of them.
That's kind of easy to pull up, but you don't always get
it
the
roots. It is, but
stuff.
If you got many beds, there's a lot of it.
rake it around. I live in the city, so our beds are not giant like the garden that Tommy had. I would not want something that big. But he's got time to work on it.
I'm going to get you to come work on mine.
Is he going to do it again this year? That big garden?
I don't know if he is or not. I can't help him.
Yeah.
So it's up to him.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really turn out like he wanted, but
he had a lot of area to use.
I'm not quite sure what he was after.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't done it in 8 years because of the deer.
Yeah,
he spent 3 months with two guys putting up fortresses for the deer.
Yeah.
Kept the deer out. They actually got in. One of them got in after it was all over. Still don't know how he got in there, little fella. But corn, we had a very good crop because I helped him put up the corn. But it was probably 120 dozen ears.
Man, I never even got one. Did you get one, Matt?
No.
Rhonda got a bunch.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
For a wide range of materials and finished products, mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and it is a garden party. I'm reminiscing with my old friend here today.
Yes, sir.
O-L-E.
Believe it or not, I missed you.
Yeah. Well, I told him I came to see him that one day, but he was hurting so bad he didn't even remember until I told him.
She mentioned it later. But I was hurting that day. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you back and
one thing
looking pretty good.
They did his surgery was in Charlotte downtown.
Yeah.
They drove me down here by myself in an ambulance.
Wow.
He was stripped of everything inside, but it locked me wheelchair to the floor, and me and the driver rode to Rock Hill.
Oh, man. How about that?
Rush hour, too.
No sirens, just driving.
No, just driving.
Wouldn't cut him on for a little bit.
At first, he told me he didn't know where he was going, and started giving him directions. He said, I've been down here 4 or 5 times. I thought you were talking about the new one in Pineville. They got a new place in Pineville.
I'm sure he didn't have a GPS or nothing.
Don't let that get out. The ambulance driver didn't know where to go.
How many ambulance drivers do you know? Well, most of them don't know where to go.
It wasn't an emergency, so
I thought they could at least make it back to the hospital.
Well, I haven't been in one, but I always had faith they knew where they were going, so hopefully it's out there
they
now.
They use GPS just like everybody else.
Some training classes. Well, let's go back. You were talking about trimming things, so it's okay to trim bushes and things right now?
You can cut them pretty hard now if you want to. I don't really like to do it. I'd rather do that kind of in the winter times. So now when they start to put out new growth, that's all they got to worry about. If you cut them real hard now, they're just going to look ugly for a week or two. Yeah.
Well, like a holly or something like that, you can prune back. Holly, you can do them anytime.
Really. Holly, you can do about whatever you want to do. You can't already kill them.
But please, if you have azaleas or camellias or stuff like that, don't prune them now because
that's the two you need to stay away from. If not, you're going to cut all your blooms off.
Yeah, the best time to prune azaleas is after the blooms are gone and get in there.
Right after the blooms, you got about 6 or 8 weeks to prune them up in the summer. Yep. And I'm talking shaping, not any hard pruning.
Yeah.
If you need the hard pruning, just doing it in the winter and forsake the blooms for 1 year. That's the best bet. But,
fertilizing shrubs?
A little early. Yeah. I don't generally like doing it in March because of the up and down temperature.
It's
liable to shoot off new growth and the cold kill it all off. And
wait till mid-April.
I used to hate it. April 20th when we recommended by then.
Yeah.
But people used to come in every year. They'd cut something back and the new growth was out a quarter of an inch. It was all black. Have I got a fungus? No, you got cold.
Yeah. Cold snap. So.
And they didn't want to believe you. They wanted to pay for fungus.
Well, plants are like people. We want to keep our jackets around. So if you don't do your shrubs like a t-shirt and having to put up with more and more frost. So.
Well, one thing about the pruning like that, though, is it does strengthen the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And you want it to be looking nice and pretty when you do put it fertilizer down. And we usually did it mid-April, something like that. We have had snow here May the 7th before, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I think them days are over with.
I don't know. Back in 2002, 2004, we had 14 inches and 22 inches. I thought those days were over, too.
Well, they were talking about this winter was compared to, like, the year 2000, I think it was a harsh winter. So we have had harsh winter. It could lead to later, they're talking about it could lead to later blooming of azaleas and stuff because I went through that. Mm-hmm. So it might be, and Easter's late this year, so, might be something.
Easter.
Something to that. With Easter being late, a cold winter, we might have all the blooms and everything.
We used to, for years and years, if you had a cold winter, you had a pretty warm summer. Mm-hmm. You had a cool summer, you had a cold winter.
Yeah.
Kind of correlate. The last three or four years, your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah.
I'd hate to be one writing almanacs now because there's no.
Well, I think it was pretty hot last summer. Summer before that was really nice. It didn't get hot to the end of June. It was kind of like a.
She says that, spring. But I was sitting on the front
ago,
porch.
And
it didn't seem that hot to me.
Well, not in a rocking chair, probably with a ceiling fan sitting there.
Pretty much.
We're going to take another break and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Everyone's trying to get it right, get it right.
And we're back. We're back to the gardener's bench.
We're still working for the
like a dance party in here. That's always a funny song because Matt, we always talked about that song. Everybody's working on the weekend, but everybody's working for the weekend. But when you work on Saturdays, it's
everybody's working on the weekend. That's right.
I did it for 45 years.
Yeah. Somebody's not working on the weekend anymore. Somebody's not working anymore.
The first Saturday I took off, I didn't know what to do.
I bet you didn't, man.
I didn't. I woke up and said, what am I going to do now?
Come to the gardener's bench. Come to the gardener's bench show with your buddy.
The only day I can remember we closed was when Tommy got married and when we got married. One Saturday.
You were diligent about your hours, for sure. You weren't playing around.
You keep hours, you need to keep them.
It wasn't a hobby. It was a job, so.
Well, as I tell people now, it's more like it's a
lifestyle,
yeah. Not a job.
Oh, yeah.
You're in it, too. Mm-hmm. You get up, think about work, whether you go in or not, and call them. Yeah.
You just get up and go.
We first started dating and went to Myrtle Beach for a trade show or something. And I was out on the deck on the phone for an hour and a half. And I said, what are you doing? Where did it be? I said, yeah, but they still got problems and I can fix them now and I'll have a mess when I get back Monday.
Yeah. I try. When we go out of town, I try to handle stuff in the morning at least. And then, but
well, I did too.
And now the way phones are, they're always on you. So it's not great. I like to put mine down after work just to.
Right at the hospital, they told me when we picked. Right before I checked out, that I had a phone in the room and I didn't know it.
Oh, really? Landline?
Yeah, 3 weeks and didn't know I had a phone in the room.
Well, who was you going to call? You can't remember no numbers.
That's right.
You're going to call somebody.
I had my cell phone and the only people that I need to talk to in that cell phone, the rest
call,
of them.
Call that ambulance guy. Did you make it back to Charlotte?
See if he found his way.
I didn't care whether he did or not.
He dropped him off. He was good.
Anyway, you said you're going to work on the garden.
Yeah, we have both our wives are in here today, so if you want to say hello, Teresa.
I would recommend you get started.
We're going to weed it.
Yeah, we're going to do some weeding.
Weed
so
it.
If you're if you want to do something in your garden, if you're going to plant vegetable gardens, or actually all your flower beds, and I'm sure have weeds and stuff from the wet,
clean
cold winter,
up.
So it's a good time to clean them out and Good time to add mulch. We've been selling a lot of mulch at our store. Every time I turn around, I'm ordering trucks. I kind of got out of it in the winter. Now I'm in the groove. I know, okay, we've got to get this truck. We basically get a truck a week in some colors, and then I had to get a second one for the brown. So it's like we're moving a lot of mulch. So it's a good time to do it. Your grass is going to be growing soon. You're going to pay attention to your lawn and everything. So now a good time the next couple of weeks to get in there and clean the beds and put mulch out, pine needles, whatever, rocks. A lot of people are using Tennessee River rock to put down. So,
well, whether you even put it down, get it ready for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't have to do all that cleaning for it. We ordered the mulch and truck's sitting there and you ain't got anywhere to put it. Yeah,
exactly.
We had that happen time or two.
And do some planning for your garden. Me and Teresa were talking about that. When you don't just go somewhere and buy a bunch of plants, and everybody gets excited. And I used the word anxious the last two weeks because people had such a harsh winter. They want to get outside like today. So don't overbuy. Plants do. I've heard Steve talk about this. When you plant a shrub or a tree, you got to understand what it looks like 10 years from now. Well, and a vegetable plant, you need to look at what it looks like a month or two from now.
6 to 8 weeks is usually.
I planted a watermelon plant in my garden. I don't have room for a watermelon plant. It took over the whole thing, but I kept moving the little vines and stuff was growing around it. But
Tommy went shopping last year, and he found what he thought was the smallest crimson. I forgot what the last thing was. Wasn't supposed to get much over 2 pounds. Yeah. Small thing. That thing was 30 inches around.
Yeah.
He couldn't hardly pick them up.
Oh, man.
And had 50 of them.
Oh, wow.
And they all come right at the same time.
Yeah. Man, that sounds... Sounds like the corn. I didn't get a watermelon either.
I thought I got you. I didn't get you.
No. I love cantaloupes, watermelons. I like all that stuff.
I had cantaloupe at the yin-yang.
I can't believe I didn't give you cantaloupe. I usually took them by boxfuls and dumped them.
Yeah. Well, it'll be coming up probably. A lot of times when you have a garden like that, you'll have random stuff come up. So,
well, he's already cleaned it up.
Yeah.
And, trying to think. I'm drawing a blank right now, but
yeah,
he dug the little burrs up out of the ground instead of spraying them.
Yeah.
And
tilled it under.
We're not quite sure whether you can spray on the stuff or not, but I think one section he took a chance on.
Yeah.
He did it last year, so.
I grew some winter stuff, and it didn't do great, but my broccoli is going crazy right now. So I got a lot of broccoli, and I did some spinach, which I've never done, and spinach did great through that cold spell, but. I had some lettuce and other things. That cold just demolished them. They were gone.
He put in cabbage, and
yeah.
I don't think he got a single one of them. But
yeah.
There again, he got them in good, and the hurricane hit the next week and washed half of them out of the ground.
Yeah,
and he put them back in, and 2 cold snaps on them back-to-back did them in.
The life of a farmer.
But his collards were the best thing he had.
He got we grew some collards.
He drilled them.
I'm just not a big fan of them. I need to eat them. I'm going to try to eat more things this year.
150 collard plants, something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
72 cabbage plants.
We didn't get any collards either.
Did you? Well, that was fine. I didn't really want them.
He got hurt by the cold.
Could have got two watermelons for six collards.
the broccoli and
we've been eating broccoli. It's good, actually.
He lost all it. Mm. It turned to mush.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're probably 5 degrees colder out there than you are, and it finished
it was
all.
Definitely cold. We actually had one day this year where it didn't even get to freezing, so that's kind of crazy. So. All right, we'll be right back. I think our last break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
You're right.
I can't seem to face up to the facts. I'm tense and nervous, and I can't relax. I can't sleep because my bed's on fire. Touch me, I'm a real live wire.
Rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And it is going to be a lovely day here. It's beautiful blue sky. Looks like a Tar Heel sky to me, so I'm hoping the Tar Heels can beat the Duke Blue Devils tonight and maybe punch our ticket to the tournament. So
I was torn this last night.
I'm sorry.
They were playing the Cavaliers, who's the best team in the league.
They got beat, didn't they?
1 point.
Oh, really? Well, that's pretty good.
And they had 7-point lead with 2 minutes left.
They lost three games out a couple of weeks ago by a total of 150 points. So it was like, I don't know if they even showed up.
Well, the problem with that was all that trading and mess they did. They didn't know who was playing where or who was going to play or not play.
Hopefully it'll be over soon.
And one game they had 9 on the injured list, but only got 15 on the team.
Yeah. Well, speaking of sports, we got Winthrop playing today at 2:30, playing UNC Asheville again, which we witnessed an incredible game they played last Saturday, I guess it was. So Manning Kimball and his lovely wife sit right in front of me and Teresa all year. We had a good time with them. Hey, Manning. And say, hey, Alan, thank you for letting us do our show here again this year. And thank you for all our sponsors. And speaking of sponsors, Carolina Fresh is open, so come on down, 8 to 2 today. I am going to be headed to work here for a little while. And the chicks are coming in March the 22nd, so Chick Day, chickens. So if you don't care to buy them or you just want your kids to see them and hold them, touch them, come on in that 21st, 22nd. We have about 400 chickens. We're getting nonstop phone calls about it because the price of eggs and the chicken problems are going on right now. So it should be, they won't be there very long, I don't think, this year.
That bird flu put a hurting on
it. Yeah, it did. So
I love the people that want to blame the politicians for bird flu.
All right, well, we have to end that show on that comment. So we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.